Last weekend, there was a major rocket attack on the Golan Heights, and Israel retaliated by blowing up the political leader of Hamas in Tehran, killed the commander of Hezbollah in Beirut. And so now everybody, all eyes are on what this retaliation will look like. The United States will have two aircraft carriers in the Strait of Hormuz, just off the coast of Iran, during or shortly after the strikes. The function of whether this conflict goes on longer and whether it goes wider is the commitment and involvement of the United States. The Biden administration has been very reluctant to get involved, and they, along with other liberal governments, it's just true, they have been trying to restrain Israel. And so I think that this is the go for broke. This is the once and for all war. This is how Israel sees it, where they're going to strike at the heart, which is Iran, and dismantle all of the proxies systematically. In order to do that, they need a total and unconditional and sustained commitment from the United States. And I think whenever that's required, it always involves false flags. I don't think I'm the only one with the idea in my head that something's going to blow up. There's going to be some kind of mass casualty incident. And in 24 hours, there'll be a media blitz. They'll know it's Hamas, it's Hezbollah, it's Iran. And that's going to be their pretext to get the United States involved. If the United States engages Iran, we have to recognize we'll be engaging Iran on many, many fronts. It's going to be a full-on regional conflict. I don't think people realize the scope of all of this, and especially the effect it'll have on the economy. What happens when all of the world's major oil producers are engaged in an all-out regional conflict? What happens when there's no trade going through the Strait of Hormuz or through the Red Sea? It would be a total economic meltdown. But the United States just needs to say no. Trump put out a message on Truth Social a week ago, and he said, well, if the reports are true and Iran tries to kill me, they should wipe Iran off the map. And that's like an invitation for John F. Kennedy. That's like an invitation for RFK, saying, hey, if I die, then Israel gets everything it always wanted. Okay, well, guess what's going to happen next? I think he needs to commit to not going to war in Iran. And I said at a turning point a few months ago, I've been saying it from the beginning, I'm uncommitted right now. But the thing that's going to get me to vote for Trump and turn out, I think it's true of a lot of people, and even a lot of people in Michigan who are unlikely Trump voters, we need to be confident that there will be no war in Iran. So he said in his first term, I started no new wars. I'd like to hear a strong commitment, no new wars in the second term. And I know, you know, for some reasons it's not a good idea because you need to have some flexibility conducting a foreign policy. You need to, you know, people need to think you might be able to, but it's too hot right now. The American people need to know that we're not going to war in Iran. No matter what the false flag, no matter what happens in the ensuing days, we need to know this is going to be a president that's America first and keeps the troops out of the Middle East. I think that wins the election because in a lot of ways, the Trump rhetoric is getting further and further away from the America First message in 2016. I like to say in 2016, he ran as an independent. Now he's running as a Republican. And it went from trade, anti-war, and anti-immigration. Now it's something like cutting taxes, more war, and energy. Trump is still our last best chance, but it's really now, just like it was in 2017, a battle for the Trump administration. And I hate that it's this way. It shouldn't be this way. But once again, it's going to be the real Trump loyalists and the real America firsters that are going to have to fight inside the Trump administration and wrest control back from the neocons. And so I think that the path to global peace, it's a policy of American restraint. I think the only one that can even do it is Trump. But the only way to get Trump to do it is to fight a battle within his team and within his future administration. Because what was interesting is when Trump came to power, the world leaders actually kind of liked him. Like Kim Jong-un, who has every reason to be suspicious of and hate the United States, he actually thought Trump was kind of cool. And they were like hanging out. And I know people are skeptical of that, but it spoke to something. Trump represented to the world a breakthrough where now that you're getting the American people instead of this blob, instead of this foreign policy, ultra rich blob. Putin talked about that. Kim Jong-un recognized that. I think a lot of people recognize that, and now we've just been submerged back under the blob. So that's really the tension in the United States, because I think everybody recognizes the people are good, but it is these global elites who are more powerful than ever in tech, in finance, and so on. And I think they're bringing the world to a very sad, impoverished, dangerous place. And it has very little to do with the people of the world.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Thursday, August 8th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. A lot to talk about today. Lots of politics to get into. Just a lot of your normal stuff. Normal everyday. Apocalyptic nonsense. We're going to be joined by Brandon Morello. In the next hour, we'll open up the lines for your calls in the third hour of Let's Begin Today, as we do every day with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 8th of August, 2024. UK riots latest. Couple who went to bingo, then joined riots, jailed. Prime Minister hold third emergency meeting. And yeah, we'll get into this. They say number 10 will have breathed a huge sigh of relief this morning as the nation woke up, not to images of burned down buildings and looted shops, but community solidarity and peaceful protest. It appears that Sir Keir Starmer's plan has worked. Yes, his brilliant plan of calling his own citizens enemies of the state and unleashing a literal army of police officers to systematically round them up. They are quite literally pulling out the January 6 playbook and are systematically rounding up and arresting everybody. We've been talked about the riots online, and we'll show you some videos from that. Meanwhile, exclusive poll shows Donald Trump leads Kamala Harris in three key swing states. Vice President Kamala Harris is gaining momentum in the race for the White House, but new data shows she faces an uphill climb in key battlegrounds. Vice President Kamala Harris still has work to do if she wants to catch up to Trump in the key battleground states of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, an exclusive poll reveals. And we'll get into this because there's a lot of conflicting information here. While polls show that Donald Trump is up, Kamala Harris is receiving a really inexplicable amount of support. It is true madness. And we'll get into it. We'll get into her whole thing. But in the meantime, her vice presidential candidate is under quite a bit of scrutiny. Tim Walz launched political career on false claim as combat veteran in the war on terror. The Tim Walz stolen valor story goes back to the very beginning of his political career. From the onset of his foray into national politics, Walz sold himself to the public and the media as a combat veteran of the global war on terror, masking the reality that he quit the military to run for office and avoid being deployed to Iraq. So we'll get into that as well. But look, it's pretty simple. They're all lying scumbags. We can get into the details a little bit later, but just understand, Tim Walz got his start in his political career by lying about being a veteran. Kamala Harris got her start by getting on her knees in front of Willie Brown, a powerful married man with a bunch of connections. Joe Biden's whole family history is a sordid and disturbing litany of crimes, basically. Kamala Harris's husband left his first wife when he got their nanny pregnant. They're all just betrayers and deceivers and cutthroats, and they're all bad people. It's just all immoral scumbags from the top to the bottom. So I don't know what we're surprised about. They lie about everything constantly. Moving on, Venezuela, Maduro orders mass arrest of opposition leaders. Yes, the socialist regime of a Venezuelan dictator is simply following the playbook laid out by the socialist regimes in America and the UK, conducting mass arrests of opposition leaders following nationwide protests. See how that works? Yeah, it's the same playbook anywhere in the world where there's tyranny and dictatorship. Anybody who protests you is an enemy of the state and is arrested. I would ask you to find a single difference between what's happening in Venezuela and what happened here after January 6th, or what is happening as we speak in the UK. So they actually use the same talking points, the same speech styles to justify arresting peaceful protesters who oppose their regime. It's just tyranny. It's not complicated. It's not sophisticated. It's just tyranny. Speaking of, FBI raids New York home of former UN weapons inspector Scott Ritter as part of an ongoing federal investigation. The raid came a day after Ritter posted a photo of himself with independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. The FBI and state police on Wednesday raided the upstate New York home of Scott Ritter, a former UN weapons inspector. Fox News Digital has confirmed FBI agents and state police were entering Ritter's home in Delmar Wednesday afternoon. The reason for the raid was unclear. It was also unclear whether Ritter, who has faced legal trouble in the past, was home at the time. And look, I know people are pointing to the fact that he had legal trouble before where he was accused of trying to get with an underage girl or something. I don't even really know the details of it. But let me just ask, do you think it's more likely that Scott Ritter has been making media rounds, single-handedly destroying the narrative to set up war in the Middle East? Do you think the FBI is raiding him because he's a criminal, or do you think they're raiding him because he's a political figure that is opposing their agenda? Just let's take a real good, long, hard think about what the FBI has been up to in the recent past, what their priorities are from their own mouths, and whether this is the FBI operating as the boys in blue, the G-men, the old school crime fighting federal untouchable force, or whether they have been completely co-opted into a paramilitary enforcement cadre for the military-industrial complex. Which do you think is more likely? Again, I mean, this is the problem with having a system that you can't and shouldn't trust. Maybe people are criminals, but the FBI are the biggest ones in the world. So, I mean, they get away with everything. They commit the worst crimes you can possibly imagine. Why should I trust them about anything ever? I mean, come on. Don't be ridiculous. That's your Daily Dispatch, brought to you, of course, by InfoWarsStore.com. And while we're on the story, let's go ahead and go out to a interview Scott Ritter did yesterday. Here, clip number 6 is Scott Ritter doing an interview the day before the FBI raided his home. But I'm sure the FBI raiding his home has nothing to do with his media appearances, right? This is America. We have free speech, right? Here's Scott Ritter.
When the Israelis jail 9 soldiers for raping Palestinian prisoners, and then Israeli citizens rise up and say that the Talmud interpretation of a Jewish law says it's not a crime to rape non-Jews and that these men should be freed. Not only that, then they sent hundreds of people to the Palestinian prisons demanding to be allowed in so they can rape the Palestinian prisoners because they're permitted to under Jewish law. This led to a near civil war in Israel where soldiers were facing off against soldiers. This isn't bad Hollywood movie. This isn't the preface to some sort of zombie apocalypse. This is reality happening in Israel right now. Our ally. We claim that Israel and America is alike in many ways. I don't know. When was the last time 500 American citizens stormed a state prison saying we need to be allowed in to rape the prisoners because we're permitted to under our religious beliefs. That's happening in Israel as we speak. The nine soldiers were released now from custody. They're not going to be charged with a crime because apparently in Israel, raping prisoners is no longer a crime. That's just one thing. They're blowing up. They blew up a school today with students in it. The school burned. The students were inside the school burning to death. The parents were outside listening as their children screamed as they were burned to death. That happens on a daily basis. What Israel has become literally the worst incarnation of what we could imagine Nazi Germany was like back in the day. I mean, and some people even say that even the Nazis weren't this bad. I don't go quite that way. I think killing millions of people in horrific fashion is as bad as it gets. But I think Israel is approximating the scope and scale of that behavior.
Well, maybe he is a criminal. I mean, clearly that was in violation of the latest anti-Semitism laws that were passed. You know, maybe that's what's happened. Maybe the FBI is simply doing their patriotic duty of going around and enforcing religious supremacy of one particular religion over others. Or maybe Scott Ritter is a criminal. Maybe. Maybe. While we're on the story, I mean, we might as well keep talking about this, right? Israel's escalating use of torture against Palestinians in custody, a preventable crime against humanity. Reports of alleged torture and sexual violence in Israel's ST prison are grossly illegal and revolting, but they only represent the tip of the iceberg, an independent human rights expert warned today. Israel's widespread and systematic abuse of Palestinians in detention and arbitrary arrest practices over decades, coupled with the absence of any restraints by the Israeli state since the 7th of October 2023, paint a shocking picture enabled by absolute impunity, the expert said. Around 9,500 Palestinians, including hundreds of children and women, are currently imprisoned, around one-third without charge or trial. Another unknown number are arbitrarily being held in detention facilities and ad hoc camps following a wave of arrest and abduction campaigns across Palestinian territory that targeted men, women, and children, particularly following the 7th of October. The experts received substantiated reports of widespread abuse, torture, sexual assault, and rape, amid atrocious inhuman conditions, with at least 53 Palestinians apparently dying as a result in 10 months. Countless testimonies by men and women speak of detainees in cage-like enclosures, tied to bed, blindfolded and in diapers, stripped naked, deprived of their adequate health care, food, water, and sleep, electrocutions, including on their genitals, blackmail and cigarette burns. In addition, victims spoke of loud music played until their ears bled, attacked by dogs, waterboarding, suspension from ceilings, and severe sexual and gender-based violence. A nation of priests. Our greatest allies, Western, the stronghold of Western civilization. You know, there's a story from the invasion of the Aztecs. I guess it was Cortez. And it's like, it's the story of them being led around the city, Mexico City, Tehuacan or whatever it's called, by Montezuma. And as you read the story, it's like these wide avenues and it's like Venice with these canals and it's all beautiful and wonderful and the people running around are happy and prosperous and they are slowly making their way through the city. And they make their way to the temple and they start going up the temple and they're at the top of the temple. After this long tour of a city with fruit and flowers and birds and monkeys and it's just like all fun and good. And then the Montezuma's like, and this is where we do our religious practices. And they describe a room that's like the worst horror movie you've ever seen. It's literally just covered in blood with just bones and just like rotting carcasses hanging from the ceilings. And they're like, and this is our... This is our religious practice. This is our temple. This is our church. Welcome. And the guys just flip, you know, they freak out and they're just like, what the hell is going on here after this day of just, oh, what a beautiful, nice city. And it's like, and here's the heart of darkness. Just blood and guts and gore and just like some priest like sawing a leg off like, hi, welcome. Welcome to the church. God bless you. And it's just like, that's sort of Israel. That's how I see Israel, you know, from their PR. It's all just gay people out in the sun. It's all falafel and puppy dogs. And then like there, then the heart is just like a bunch of Palestinian women and children having their backs bent over a chair and tying their hands and legs together and like force feeding them human feces until they die. And it's just like, oh my God, oh God, this is what lies at the heart of all of this, huh? Yeah, I think maybe Cortez had the right idea. It's actually a very funny story because the Montezuma character like doesn't understand. He's like, he like gets really offended that they are outraged at what's going on. He's just like, well, what? This is our temple. This is what we do. Literally just like intestines as garland around the city. Yeah, there's something deeply evil at the heart of all of this. Because, again, this is not, you know, when this happens in America, if, you know, when this did happen in America with Abu Ghraib or Guantanamo, it's like done in secret. And when it's uncovered, it's this, you know, massive public outcry. And it's like furious, like, you're not supposed to do this. And it's not quite that way in Israel. In Israel, everybody's in favor of this. This is like fine. This is good. This is what you're supposed to do. Just 10,000 people abducted, never given a trial, and being, in some cases, tortured to death. In other cases, simply tortured. Allegations of gang rape of a Palestinian detainee, now shockingly supported by voices in the Israeli political establishment and society, provide irrefutable evidence that the moral compass is lost, the experts say. In February 2024, a number of experts also expressed grave concerns regarding the reports of sexual and other forms of gender-based violence committed against Palestinian women and girls in Israeli detention. Again, this would be different. This would be a little bit of a different story if this was sort of the American-style scandal, where, sure, some people, when they have power, when they don't have, when nobody's providing oversight, and the classic, like, Harvard prisoner experiment, where it's just like, you're the authority and they have to listen to you, have fun. Yeah, people go to a very dark place very quickly. That's not what's happening here. This is a very deliberate, this is not like a psychological, you know, unique situation. This is just like a deliberate campaign of terror for the Palestinians, basically saying, much as the UK or the US is doing, right, like even peaceful protest against this, attempting to change things, attempting to advocate for yourself or your people, you do run the risk of being arrested, hauled into a back room from which you never escape in one piece, where they will hook you up to a car battery and have their way with you. So is it worth it? Is it really worth it standing up to us? We're vicious and evil. So just comply obediently and maybe you'll be okay. From Sam Parker at Sam Parker Senate on X. This is a poll you'd expect a parody account to make for ISIS or Genghis Khan. It's an Israeli media outlet asking, do you agree with the claim that a soldier is allowed to rape a terrorist? Parentheses, Palestinian detainee. But they're all terrorists, remember? Remember, they're all terrorists. If you arrest them and torture them, that means they're terrorists. I got to tip the hat to Hebrew Channel 12 for asking the real questions. And you see, it's about even split, evenly split, with the agree number actually outweighing the disagree by a little bit. So 43% of the respondees to this Israeli poll say that raping a terrorist in your custody is wrong. 47% say it's right and good. Okay, so this is not an aberration. This is not something that is the consequence or responsibility of a few overly aggressive prison wardens. No, this is like a normal thing. It's like a normal thing for them. Okay. InfoWars, of course, has a story as well. Israeli soldiers filmed anally raping Palestinian hostage. Media defends heinous act and calls for state-sanctioned molestation. We actually have the video of the event happening. Newly released footage shows the most moral IDF using shields while raping a Palestinian at the ST torture camp. He was found hospitalized with injuries, including a torn rectum, broken ribs, and ruptured bowels. So, despite the footage being released, military police clashed with soldiers. They entered the detention center to make arrests. And, of course, it's for this right, this God-given authority to rape your enemies to death. That's obviously the reason why we now have to go to war with Iran. Right? Because, you know, I mean, Israel could just stop doing all of this and then maybe their neighbors wouldn't hate them so much. But that's not an option. That's not an option. Instead, they will continue to arrest tens of thousands of innocent people, rape some of them to death, and then when they get attacked for that, demand that America sacrifice its blood and lives to defend that sacred right. I mean, what is there even more to say? Right? It might be the best and most pertinent and obvious example of this continual phenomenon that we talk about just manifesting in a variety of different ways every single day, of outrage at something that doesn't exist, inspiring that thing to actually exist, for which there's no outrage. Do you see what I mean? In other words, for months, we heard stories about rape being used as a deliberate weapon of war by Hamas during the October 7th raid. This caused a massive scandal because there was never any evidence for this. Ever anywhere. I mean, the people, the hostages that survived after being released said they never saw anything like this. No forensic evidence, no official statements saying this happened. It was written about in the New York Times and they had to write a follow-up. People got fired over this. It was like a big deal because they're running with a story of deliberate, you know, wartime rape gangs as being a major emotional driver to convince people that Hamas is irredeemably evil and has to be utterly destroyed no matter how many children you have to kill in the meantime. Never happened, didn't exist, right? Doesn't exist, never happened. This really is happening. This is a UN report that I was just reading from. It's not even denied. It's not like this is a conspiracy theory. I mean, for years, people have reported just the outrageous and horrendous treatment of Palestinian prisoners. I mean, that's what, at least in part, the Al-Aqsa flood operation on October 7th was predicated on, was the idea of you have thousands of our citizens in torturous conditions without trial. We're going to get some hostages in an attempt to, you know, balance this relationship. So obviously this didn't start on October 7th, but ever since then, it's clearly advanced and become more systematic and widespread. And it's utterly horrifying. And that basically is that. But if you talk about it, you might have your door kicked in by the FBI. So there's that. Again, this is from the OHCHR.org. This is the UN expert on this sort of stuff. They say these torture practices are irredeemably unlawful and constitute international crimes, yet form a part of the modus operandi of Israel's notorious detention and torture system. These practices are intended to punish Palestinians for resisting occupation and seek to destroy them individually and collectively. So, hey, we'll get there. We'll get there. We're on our way here in the West. Soon we will learn to forego our wicked Christian ways. Instead, adopt the holy and edifying practice of torturing people to death. Right now, it's just if you oppose the people in power, you will be arrested even if you're nonviolent. You'll be put in a jail with a bunch of Muslims who may rape you to death. But
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Phenomenon, this Kamala Harris support, which I mean a event that is not easily explained by natural processes. A true phenomenon. Something unnatural, otherworldly, probably fake. It's hard to know for real. There are polls showing that Donald Trump is leading Kamala Harris in all the important swing states, as he should. It's been an amazing couple of weeks, and I just continually feel the need to sort of reiterate how we got here, what exactly is going on. Just to remind everybody, I mean, what is it that's attracting people to Kamala Harris? If in fact, she's, you know, you have this huge ground wave support, which I really don't think is true at all. And there's evidence for this, like the fact that she held a rally with her vice presidential nominee. 500 people watched the live stream. 500 people. That's nothing. That is nothing. Okay? On their official YouTube channel, the official live stream of the Kamala Harris campaign, 500 people in the United States decided to tune in. All right? There are 20 times that number of people watching a Malaysian guy play online slot machines on Twitch any given hour of the day. These people are not popular at all. But, you know, you don't have to have raucous and dedicated support. You just have to have enough Democrat robots out there who just, you know, they don't really know why they have to not choose Donald Trump. They can't actually tell you anything Kamala Harris has ever accomplished. There is no argument that she is somehow better for the world than Donald Trump. They just know that on election day, they're going to go and vote for Kamala Harris. They really don't care about policy or the status of the country. All they know is that when Donald Trump was president, they were angry and anxious all the time. And now that he's not, the news lets them be calm and happy. That's, you know, it's the thinking level of like a dog or an animal. They can't exactly explain to you why they feel certain things. It's just sort of an impulse. Just sort of instinct. Just do the thing, and then they get the dopamine rush, and they think they're doing the right thing. It really is as simple as that. If you see, you see Kamala Harris everywhere. Every time I watch anything, there's a commercial of her. Her voice is as grating as Hillary Clinton's ever was. Like, there's nothing about her that is attractive, from the way she talks, the way she carries herself, how fake she is. Her policy is nonsense. And there she is on TV going, "This is a vital time for our movement." Our movement? What movement are you talking about? There's no movement. There's no belief system. There's no ideology. There's sort of a thinly veiled communism. I guess that's what she's referring to. But here's this front man for the military industrial complex. Here's this former state attorney general, police officer, going, "Join our movement of rainbows and unicorns." So what is it? What does that even mean? Join our movement. So this is the thing. They don't even have to explain. Apparently her existence is a movement. A bowel movement. No, it's a movement, apparently. It is somehow a movement. They're doing something, you know, unique and special. We don't know what it is. They can't actually explain it. And, you know, the pick of Tin Walls is so sort of, you know, deliberately iconic, deliberately illustrative of what they're trying to project to the world. That, like, no, it's a good thing to be second fiddle. You have to accept and embrace your role of subservience from now on. Actually, we have a video on this that we'll play in the next segment. Part of me just wants to accept it. Just lay back. Just go, you know what? You're right, boomers. You're right, zoomers. You're right, dumbass liberal socialist. Let's just give it all to Kamala Harris. Let's just have a president that is utterly out of her depth, even just in the people around her in her office, but let alone the other heads of state. Let's just take somebody who is massively unpopular with the entire American public, a person that dropped out of her own primary in 2020 before anybody else, because she pulled so badly absolutely everywhere. Somebody that is clearly just a figurehead for the state as it exists. This, again, former attorney general, you know, this is, it's just like, it's the, just the biggest fraud in the entire world. This person whose entire career has been as a servant of the machine, standing up and going, our movement to change the world. You should be embarrassed if you fall for this. And we just think, like, what would it look like? What would it look like if it was just, okay, all right, Kamala's in charge. If I can just shut up. You know, once they take our guns, once they fully open the border and do away with this whole charade of, oh, our border is secure and we're defending, like, once they just accept it fully and just say, yeah, our border's open, 10 million people a year are flooding, and every one of them is getting citizenship, every one of them will get a voter registration card, and they can all just vote for more gimmies from you. You know, once your tax rate skyrockets, to get that inflation really going, we'll have the market crash, they'll bail it out with a bunch of made-up money, it'll just continue that downward spiral. Then the world will be safe because you get to kill your baby in the womb, and the 9-year-old boys who have been confronted and bombarded with propaganda since before they could speak can finally just dissolve their genitals in acid and, you know, get some plastic, give them some tits, you know. Finally, the world will be safe. The world finally will be better, and we can all live a happy life just being the degraded, deracinated socialist utopia that they'll promise for us. Because I guess the question is, when Kamala Harris says, join our movement, first question is, what movement? What the hell are you talking about? You are a career politician of the most corrupt sort, surrounded by scumbags who betray their own family members, people they've sworn oaths to. So what movement are you talking about? And if you do want to try to classify your political positions as a movement, it is a movement of death and destruction and theft and just pathetic subservience to people who despise you. So this will be the last gift of the boomers just before they move on to the Jimmy Buffett concert in the sky. They'll slap us with the dumbest woman ever who pretends to be black because they feel like this is some sort of fulfillment of a religious obligation for them. Finally, they will have been cleansed of their original sin, being a white person. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements. Our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Kamala!
Hello. Hi!
Congratulations.
Oh my goodness.
Now, listen, let's be clear. You are the puppet, and I'm the puppet master. Just call me Daddy. Big Daddy Barack. From now on, you're my bitch. Both literally and figuratively. Now look, we're going to rig this thing just like we did for Joe. So you don't have to really do anything. Just don't fuck it up. But it would be nice if you could pretend to not be a total idiot, just until November. Like, don't talk about shit you know nothing about.
AI is kind of a fancy thing. First of all, it's two letters. It means artificial intelligence. But ultimately what it is it's about machine learning. And so the machine is taught.
And look, we get it. You like Venn diagrams. You don't have to keep reminding us.
I love Venn diagrams. I love Venn diagrams. I love Venn diagrams.
And for the love of God, stop with a laugh. Your laugh, it's weird. It's a weird laugh. You scare people. It's not even a laugh. It's more of a cackle. You're like the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz, except you're brown. You're like a cross between a human being and a hyena. You're like a transgender version of the Joker. All right, now look, we need this rigged election to look real. And we know that nobody really likes you, so this is what we're going to do. We know you can't fill a stadium like Trump. So what we're going to do instead, we're going to bring in a popular musician by the name of Megan Thee Stallion. Now, Megan Thee Stallion is going to host a free concert. This concert will be in Atlanta. And so now here's the twist. You're going to come on stage and speak for a bit. Then we pretend that it was a Kamala Harris rally. Then America will think that you can fill up a stadium just like Trump does. American voters are stupid. They'll totally fall for it. And when speaking, I want you to try to sound as black as you can. Instead of saying everyone, I want you to say y'all.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Black people love that shit. I grew up in Hawaii, but hell, it worked for me. All right, what do you think?
I'm looking forward to doing this, getting out there, being on the road. And we're going to have some fun with this, too, aren't we?
No, I said stop it with a laugh. Damn it, Kamala.
Yeah, yeah. That's basically where we're at. That's basically where we're at with old Kamala. Mind you, Kamala Harris has not given an interview in 17 days. since joining the race. No interviews, no debates, no policy discussions. You have a Megan Thee Stallion concert, a couple TikTok compilations of Kamala writhing around like a dead fish on legs. I guess a live fish on legs. Dead fish don't writhe. And a couple YouTube ads where her incredibly grating voice is broadcast over a $60,000 necklace tell you that our movement is going to win. We'll defeat Trump again. That's the movement, by the way. The movement is defeat Trump. Join our movement. We have no beliefs. We believe nothing. We're changing nothing. We have the support of the entire establishment and elite class. Join our movement today. And if you just think about what's happened over the last decade in American politics from a unbiased, just alien perspective, it's just absolutely wild. It's absolutely wild. Now you've got on one side just a gigantic machine, a gigantic, unrelenting hydra of the military-industrial complex and the entertainment system, the banking system, and the government at large, and just a massive, unimaginable array of highly funded NGOs, all just working in perfect synchronicity, in perfect cooperation to exploit and destroy the United States. And then you've got just a bunch of normal Americans on the other side with their champion, who is just beleaguered and set upon and demonized relentlessly by this monolithic media establishment. And I don't know, I guess our fellow Americans can't just look at this in a subjective way. They can't just imagine for a moment, just change the names, just imagine the situation in any other circumstance, and they are 100% on the side of Trump. But for some reason, the constant media deluge cannot let them see this for what it is. And see the just blatant astroturfing of Kamala Harris. It's as blatant as you can. I mean, this is how crazy it is. They are making news reports explaining that the supposed grassroots support that Kamala Harris is receiving is paid for with talking points provided by the campaign. Let's go down to clip number 13. This, again, is a CBS News report where they're just laying out, oh, all of this support for Kamala Harris, it's all scripted and paid for. Isn't that neat? Let's watch.
Last month, Sané says she was hired by Protect Our Care, a progressive advocacy group that relies on anonymous donors. She made a video warning about Trump's second term agenda.
They almost help you script it, right?
Right, like, definitely.
She takes their talking points and puts them into her own voice, saying she always discloses when she's being paid.
What's your rate?
So a video just for a creator in my size, an average can go from $3,000 to $10,000, depending, and upwards.
Wow, so they give you a script and you just sort of put it in your own words and pretend like it's what you believe? That's so neat. Isn't that so neat and interesting? So this is the thing. It's not like I'm claiming this is AstroTurf and you just got to believe me. Like, they're just telling you. They're just letting you know. They're going, wow, Kamala had so much support. And by the way, here's how we paid for all of it. Here's how we manipulate human perception across the country. And I guess at the end of this, Americans watching this report just come away with, wow, Kamala Harris is so sure her digital campaign strategy is so sophisticated. She really has a grip, you know. Just it shows how up and coming she is, how forward thinking she is, that she's doing this. She really does have a lot of support. That's how brainwashed these people are. You can sit them down and show them a video. They go, this influencer was paid to pretend she liked Kamala Harris. She sold her soul for $3,000 to $10,000 from anonymous donors, a.k.a. billionaires are paying popular influencers an exorbitant amount of money to pretend that they're on the side of Kamala Harris. They just tell you that. And the American people are so stupid, they just come away thinking, wow, Kamala Harris is really popular. Okay? I mean, that's not what they, that's not what you just saw. But no, believe whatever you want, I guess. And clip number 14 is what I was talking about earlier. Because remember, it's not that they're denying that their entire movement, their entire regime is about destroying and replacing white people and the historic population of America. They're not denying that anymore. Now it's a celebration of the suicidal white people that are embracing their own displacement and genocide. Let's go now to clip number 14 to hear about the joy of being under the boot of a black woman. Let's watch.
The significance of this man is that he is an older white man in a moment in which the far right is trying to convince white people that the future is treacherous for them, trying to convince men that the future is treacherous for them. And here is an older white man, a coach, a soldier, who is very hard to dismiss as some kind of effete coastal elite, who is telling older folks and white people, you do not need to be afraid of the future. There is joy in the future. There is joy in having your boss be a black woman. There is joy in what is coming. And I think he is going to teach lots of people, in addition to whatever role he plays in an election and in the White House, he's going to teach lots of people through his role in the culture that they're going to be okay and that there's joy on the far side of realizing a multiracial democracy in this country.
Realizing a multiracial democracy in this country. In other words, yes, you are being destroyed. But no, you shouldn't be angry about it. You should embrace it. It's fun to be a subject. It's fun to die. Okay? I mean, the talking point's very similar to the suicide pods, right? I'm embracing death with joy. Death is this thing. It's always, you know, it's always portrayed as being bad. But when you embrace it and you accept it, like, there's, you know, articles like this constantly from Sweden and Canada and anywhere else where they kill their own people to the tune of tens of thousands a year. These news stories, the people going, I'm embracing it. I'm dying with joy in my heart. I'm going to get into this pod and not exist anymore. That's the type of joy they want white people to embrace here in America. Tim Walz is teaching us that it can be a joyful experience being subjected and enslaved before being destroyed totally. Find joy in this or die.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. Second hour of American Journal is on. I'll be joined by Brianna Morello halfway through this hour. I want to finish up with talking about Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Walz. Kane. However you pronounce his last name. And then I'm going to talk about what's going on in the UK with their terror campaign against the British people for opposing their dispossession and murder. And I don't even necessarily care. I mean, there's all these stories about Tim Walz and his stolen valor. It's like, let's throw it on the pile. I mean, these people, their entire existence, it's all lies. It's all fabrication. It's all a charade. So, you know, just tack this on. These are immoral, hateful, fake people. I mean, that's all you really need to know. Again, it's like for some reason we've lost the edge as a civilization where, like, if somebody cheats on their wives, you're supposed to be like, oh, this person really can't be trusted. Like when the dad of the family gets the nanny pregnant, like they're like, this is not good. But I guess that doesn't matter anymore, and it's fine if our leadership is universally untrustworthy, backstabbing betrayers. So I guess that's fine. But one thing that is very odd in all of this is that the Kamala Harris team, and this is really a cultural victory, is desperately trying to hijack and co-opt the, like, white guy, country boy, redneck aesthetic for their campaign. Like, it's not fashionable or beneficial politically for them anymore to portray themselves as pink-haired feminist morons. They're actually rejecting that, and they're embracing the Trump. They're trying to co-opt the, like, Trump style. It's not working for them very well. And weirdly enough, Trump is doing the opposite, where now, you know, you got Walz and Harris selling camo hats, you know, appealing to hunters. And meanwhile, the Trump campaign is doing everything it can to unsuccessfully appeal to everybody except for white people. Let's go to clip number 9 here. This is Vincent James talking about what a pointless and politically unsound strategy this is.
And someone needs to show Trump this. If we take the Hispanic number, we say, let's say 28% vote for Republicans, okay? Let's say that he's able to increase this by another 20%, right? Let's just bump this all the way up to 42%. Let's bring it up to George Bush numbers, 42%, right? Bring it back up to the record. You still don't even really, I mean, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, you understand? It's not really there. 20%, basically a 20% increase. Okay, and I know this isn't down to a T. Again, I'm just trying to illustrate. I'm just trying to give you guys an example. Let's go to the white people. Let's say his main base, right? White non-college graduates, okay? Main base. Let's just bump that up by 3%. Let's go from 69% to 72%. Boom. There it is. Now look at Wisconsin. Now look at Michigan. Now look at Iowa. Now, or not Iowa. Now look at Pennsylvania. So what, who is telling this guy to, we gotta have Amber Rose up on stage so we can get the black vote. We gotta let all these black criminals out of jail so that we can get the black vote. Like, who is telling him these things?
So So that was Vincent James pointing out that getting just a 3% increase in the white non-college graduate demographic will give you more electoral success than getting a than doubling basically the Hispanic vote, than getting an extra 20-point swing, which is like way unachievable and never happens with any demographic. You don't get a 20-point swing very easily, let's just say. And that's, you know, that's probably why the Harris campaign is like most of their tactic has been to try to get white people to vote for him. 3% increase is worth more than 20%.
Nitric Boost, turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. Talking about the UK now. Move on. There's still more to say about Walls and Harris, but there's other things going on in the world. And I think what's happening in the UK can be summed up with a post by Twitter user Morgoth. I'll have to find it here. Here you go, Morgoth from Morgoth's Review. He posts a image of the Daily Mail headline. The headline is, "Night anti-hate marchers faced down the thugs." So it's sort of the right-wing protests kind of fills it out. There are claims that there were like planning 100 rallies all over the UK. So there was a bunch of counter-protests that sprung up to counteract them, but the rallies weren't even real. And so instead you had a bunch of like Muslims facing off against the police. The police were there thinking there was going to be a right wing riot. In fact, just a bunch of lefties. But Morgoth's Review puts it perfectly about this crisis, this UK migrant riot crisis. "The crisis is over because the regime has once more placed British liberals at the center of the story as heroes. Thanos has been vanquished and Voldemort is sent back into the vortex. There's no assurances that little girls will no longer be knifed at dancing class, but whatever, we got the vibe shift and libtards have closure, and that's all that matters." I really couldn't put it better. That's essentially what's happened. Nothing has actually changed. No concerns have actually been met. You just had a bunch of, you know, angry native British people whose daughters have been stabbed and raped systematically to the tune of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands in some cases, for years on end. They found their cities utterly destroyed by a massive undesired influx of imported foreigners who weren't even asked to conform to the standards and laws and practices of the country to which they're being flown. These people get mad, finally rise up, burn down a building or two, get beaten with sticks and attacked with dogs. And then the police state crushes their resistance. The Muslim mobs take to the street with permission by the police and protection from the police. And now they've thoroughly cowed the native people. Then the mainstream media gets to run with the story that Dumbledore's army stood up against Voldemort, and you can all feel good about yourselves and pat yourselves on your back. Nothing positive has come from this. It's only negative. And of course, they are, in a very real way, running the January 6th playbook all over again, arresting anybody and everybody who participated in these riots, whether or not they were the violent ones. Let's go now to clip number 8 here. 3 more arrests have been made as part of our ongoing investigation of the violent disorder in Tamworth on the 4th of August. Clip number 8 here. Just going door to door. Oh, there's one of the extremists, right? Just a young man, sick of his country being stolen from him. They're just going around systematically, one by one. See, the people don't resist or fight back because they're not actually terrorists. And by the way, the police wouldn't do this to Muslim agitators because the Muslim agitators would resist and would fight back. Because the people they're arresting aren't actually violent criminals or dangerous in any sort. They're, for the most part, young men who have just seen their future stolen from them. And they're probably sitting at home, unable to get a job because nobody will hire them because they're white guys. Unable to pay for school because no one gives them a scholarship because they're a white guy. They're being asked and expected, and really it's a demand that they simply waste their lives away while opportunities and advancement are given away. People who arrived a week ago. And if they feel like standing up against this chain of events, and one day they'll be sitting at home, probably watching TV when they get a knock on the door. And the police are there to politely escort them to a concrete box where they will be terrorized by Muslims until they maybe die or at least spend, you know, a couple years of their prime years of their life being stolen from them. So it's just tyranny. It's not complicated. It's not difficult to understand. It's all very simple. And in fact, the current outlay is that if you so much as retweet a video showing Muslims attacking white people, you could face 7 years in prison for incitement to hate. So, you know, maybe it's that same story I just told you, except instead of actually going out and protesting, these young white British guys who just have no prospects, no hopes in the future, constantly demonized by every source of media around them, told how bad they are. Maybe they just happen to retweet a video of something that actually happened. Then they get the knock on the door and are led politely away by uniformed police. And, you know, maybe they're out by the time they're 30. You know, maybe just the most important and impactful years of their lives will be stolen from them because they retweeted something. Let's go to clip 4 here. MSM in the UK telling people they will be prosecuted if they share, even accidentally, any information about the civil unrest. Let's watch.
I'm joined by Matthew Thompson now to talk through this. So, Matthew, the last point there is crucial, isn't it? Some people might be sharing simply to warn their friends, but it could be considered an offence because they're amplifying this.
Absolutely, and that's the key message, is that however you think you're acting innocently on social media, whatever platform it is, you're just sharing something for whatever reason, that could potentially be a criminal offence. And look, it's not an idle threat either, because the Crown Prosecution Service were keen to point out that they've made a number of charges in relation to stirring up of racial hatred online, one of which this morning was for distributing a recording that could, in intending to stir up racial hatred. And so they are actually already bringing charges in relation to this sort of thing. So it's a very, very clear message based in the harsh reality, if you like, that if you do this kind of thing, you are potentially committing a criminal offence. There he said it. They've got teams of people scouring the internet looking for this sort of thing. And if you are in the business of sharing or retweeting whatever platform it might be, potentially criminal material, well, then you could find yourself prosecuted.
Yes, you could find yourself prosecuted. Even if what you're sending is true and real, we will decide it's actually racial hatred. And you'll be charged with inciting racial hatred. Now, the Home Office, UK Home Office on X, anyone involved in criminal disorder or violent thuggery on UK streets will have to pay the price. Up to 10 years for rioting, up to 5 years for violent disorder, up to 10 years for criminal damage. And inciting racial hatred, you know, retweeting videos of things that happen, up to 7 years in prison. Up to 7 years in prison. So I'd love to see a compare and contrast. I mean, what are the laws like in Russia? What are the laws like in Iran? Are they this insane? I have a hard time believing that. Police arrest 121 thugs and criminals after disorder outside Downing Street. And there is post after post from people, none of which got printed, guys. Ian Drummond Smith, an official with the assistant chief constable working nationwide, a prisons and criminal justice specialist, saying, if you don't get nicked on the night, we'll be paying you a call. Nationally, we have a long list of people to arrest. So that works. You go to a protest or even share a video of a protest, and they have a giant internet database where your name and facial recognition information, your biometrics have been stored, saved, and they will just systematically, and this is the thing. The argument that I had with Tim Pool that one time, we were talking about how people will rise up and then the feds aren't as powerful as you think they are. You could do this with 10 people. They could have 10 officers, and if they just go arrest 4 people a day, that's achievable. It might take them a year, but you could wrap this up with 10 people in a year. 20 people in half a year. You get 100 people out there arresting people. You can arrest 400 people a day. I mean, you could, if you do it piecemeal, it's very attainable. It's very easy. You just have the list. They're on that list. They can't get off the list. They don't even know they're on the list. They can't, you know, argue back against the list. And they'll just systematically be arrested and imprisoned. And people are already getting convictions and being sentenced to months in prison. It's been less than a week since the first riot kicked off, but they opened 24-hour courts to expedite the process, meaning that you're not getting all of your human rights and ability to defend yourself. It's just a fast-track rubber stamp, send them to prison. The guy who actually killed the little girls, his court case has now been slated for next year, 2025. But the people who rioted have already been arrested, tried, and sentenced, and are now in jail. In jail, I remind you, in Britain, which is majority Muslim and literally run by Muslim gangs. And there's been story after story in the UK over the last several years of people who, one guy put bacon on a mosque stoop, like on the steps outside a mosque, he put bacon there. He was sentenced to like years in prison, and then within a month, he'd been beaten to death by Muslim inmates. So even mild prank-level opposition to the Islamic takeover of UK is a death sentence, essentially. And in response to this, Labour to disperse more asylum seekers around the UK. Labour is preparing to end the use of large military sites to house asylum seekers and will instead scatter migrants around the country to cut pressure on local services. The government has struck agreements with councils on a number of asylum seekers who will be settled in the area as it moves away from using sites such as the former Air Force Wethersfield and Air Force Scampton to house those arriving in Britain. It is preparing to massively increase the procurement of dispersed accommodations such as empty homes or former student blocks that have self-catering facilities. So there you go. If you stand up against the migrant invasion that is literally killing your children, you will be arrested and sentenced to 10 years. If you talk about it, you'll be sentenced to 7 years. And in response, the UK government has decided we need more migrants around a larger area. Full-on genocide. This is a genocide, what you're watching take place, as they're simultaneously emptying the jails of murderers. I'm not kidding. There's a case of two Muslim migrants who beat a white guy to death. They'll be released now in under 6 months because of the dispersal orders from Starmer. Because overcrowding is so bad, we can't keep violent murderers in the prisons. We have to let them out on the street in less than 6 months. Imagine that. You kill somebody, you get less than 6 months in prison. Not because they didn't know. No, you were convicted. You did it. For sure, you did it. And your punishment? You'll be out by December. Okay? Prisoners to be released early to ease overcrowding. Simultaneously, they are now on war footing, and they say that we have police, like an army of police out there, systematically rounding up everybody who participated or even discussed the riots that took place. Releasing tens of thousands of violent criminals who'd been convicted for heinous crimes being released so that their spots can be taken by white college-age dudes that threw a brick at a house or something. If that, if even that, who hit the retweet button on a video of something that happened in their neighborhood. And while all of this is happening, we have things like this. Clip number three, this is a Labour council member in Walthamstow, a clearly not British man. And just so you have this in context, the clip you're about to see exists in a world where the UK government is going on TV and saying, if you retweet something, you'll face incitement of racial hate charges, which will be 7 years in prison if convicted. Meanwhile, this is what's happening with the full-fledged support of the establishment.
They hurt. We've got children and women using those trains. It's doing the submarine. They are disgusting, nasty factors. And we need to hold their throats and get rid of them.
Bit hard for you to hear there. What he just said is that the right-wing thugs, it's like, we've got women and children on these planes, on these trains. Or have any women and children been attacked? I mean, other than the, you know, little white girls that were stabbed to death by the Rwandan. Anybody else? Any right-wing Nazi attacks against women and children? Again, they live in a world of delusion. Doesn't even exist. What he said was, these are Nazi fascists, and we should slit their throats and get them out of the way. That guy's not going to be arrested. He hasn't been arrested. He's not going to be arrested. He just said, with a microphone in front of a couple hundred people, that they need to slit the throats of the other side. Again, just like everything, it's not equal and opposite. It's not, well, they're doing it and we're doing it. It's that if you post a video of Muslims attacking white people, the police will saw your door in half and drag you away for 7 years. If you're a councilman standing in front of a crowd saying our opponents are Nazis, we have to slit their throats, everybody cheers. These aren't the same and being treated differently. One side is not insane and violent, and they are being crushed by the establishment. The other side is openly insane and violent, and they are the establishment. So that's what's happening in the UK. And of course, it's not just the UK. It's everywhere in Europe. And, you know, Germany's probably the best example. And I've seen like cartoons where people are drawing like a British police officer, like attacking a white protester while a Muslim guy like stabs him in the back. And I want to remind you, it was like a month ago that this actually happened in Germany. You had a right-wing political rally be attacked by an Afghan knifeman. Some German people tried to take down the insane murderous knifeman. The police run up, tackle the German guy, and then get stabbed to death in the back by the migrant who they ignore as they attack the native European who is actually defending people. You couldn't ask for a better illustration of what's happening in Europe right now. It's not just that. So you've got Labour councilmen saying slit their throats. That's all totally fine. You've got other members of parliament that we showed yesterday saying, gee, I wish we were still in the EU because we would have arrested Tommy Robinson yesterday with a, you know, Europe-wide arrest warrant, despite the fact that he is 1,000 miles away during these riots. Can't possibly have anything to do with him. It's total, open, abject tyranny. But in addition to all of that, you've got this guy Nick Lowles from Hope Not Hate, who apparently put a story out about right-wing rioters throwing acid at Muslim women, which totally didn't exist, never happened. And yet there's videos of Muslim rioters like yelling into the camera being like, they threw acid on our women, we will kill them. Like actually inspired to furious anger over this blatant lie that he admits not only was incorrect, but is a hoax, a literal hoax. Nick Lowles, yes, the list was a hoax, but just look at the front pages of today's paper. An anti-racist message is being transmitted to millions of homes this morning. Yeah, it was a hoax. I made it up. But now this anti-racist message, this lie, this blood libel against white British people is helping them not to be racist anymore. But if you share a video of a Muslim guy attacking a white person, you are inciting racial hatred. If you make up from whole cloth a totally fraudulent story about white people attacking Muslim people for the sole intent and purpose, which was fulfilled, of inspiring racial hatred against them, well, you're a part of the leftist establishment. You're a part of Hope, not Hate. You're not spreading hate. You're spreading hope by lying about your enemy and blood libeling them. I want to finish this segment with this video. Clip number two, this video is officially illegal to post in Germany. German police say they will announce anybody sharing this video. Let's go now to clip number two. It's a German kid steps out of a room, is immediately surrounded by Muslim immigrants. He's looking very nervous. Cowed, really not the body language of somebody expecting a fight, set on by all of the migrants. For no reason and without warning, start attacking him as a mob. And this is, remember, this is illegal to share in Germany. This can inspire racial hatred. I show a single German kid being ganged up on by a bunch of foreigners that his government brought in. So that this illegal video brought to you by the First Amendment in America, they're systematically trying to destroy and leave us in a position possibly worse than Europe finds itself in. Slit their throats, beat them up, and if they talk about it, arrest them for racial hatred. Stab their daughters, murder their wives, rape their children. They get mad, send them to prison for stoking racial hatred. We'll be back with Brandon Morella. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support, spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. And joining me today is Brianna Morello, host of The Brianna Morello Show over on Rumble. She's with us today to discuss an update from the TSA on tracking former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard with the Quiet Skies program. You can find Brianna Morello online at BriannaMorello.com, on X at Brianna Morello, and on Rumble with the Brianna Morello Show. She has great investigative research and journalism. Thanks for coming on again, Brianna.
Thank you for having me, Harrison.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad you're on this story. It's one of these things that it sort of gets mentioned and then it falls to the wayside. But if you really think about what this is, the fact that the establishment is using anti-terrorist measures to categorize their opponents as dangerous and surveil and limit their action. I mean, this is the act of a despot. This is total tyranny. Lay out for us what exactly is going on with Tulsi Gabbard and the Quiet Skies program.
Yes. So on Sunday, I broke a story that Tulsi has been added to this terror watch list. Ultimately, she should not be on the list because she's an active member of our military, but she is. She spoke with Matt Taibbi and pretty much said, confirmed everything that I was reporting in regards to her boarding pass, having that quad S in the board, the corner of her boarding pass, and she had to go through additional security. Now, she also mentioned to him that she was kind of yanked aside by TSA search, but TSA was very confused as to why she made it onto this list because she is an active member of the military and also a former congresswoman. But as many of you know, she's been very outspoken against the regime, specifically Hillary Clinton, and has also gone after Kamala Harris. So that might be a reason why she was added to the list. Now, Tulsi didn't realize until I reached out to her team at first, and also Uncovered DC also broke the story as well, that she's being followed even on her flights. Now, on her flight, she's being followed by three federal air marshals. Now, they're not marked, so she wouldn't know that they're following her, but they are. She's also being followed by two explosive detection K-9 teams, one TSA plainclothes supervisor, and one TSA explosive specialist. They're all on the flights with her. Now, I'm told by my sources that this took place back in July with her being added to the list. Now, I've actually obtained her actual profile, which specifically details her personal information and lists her as a person who's on this list as of right now. Now, Tulsi has given comment to Matt Taibbi on the story, specifically just highlighting everything that we've told you guys, that this is actually happening to her. I'm told by Chairman Jim Jordan that he is looking into this story, that he finds it extremely disturbing. But earlier this morning, TSA returning comment 4 days later after I reached out to them about this tip that I had received, TSA not denying that Tulsi's on this list, instead telling me that they cannot confirm or deny that there's an active investigation going on this person, and pretty much leaving it at that. Now, this has been going on for quite some time now. Hundreds of Americans have been added to this list, possibly thousands. Anyone who flew into the Capital Region around January 6th was added to this list. We know this because both Democrats and Republicans, sadly, sent a letter over to the TSA administrator specifically saying that there are threats of white supremacy and other groups, hate groups, coming to D.C. and that came to D.C. on January 6th. And they specifically asked for TSA to create a list, and which they did. And that's why so many J6ers or just people who flew into the Capital Region on January 6th have now received this additional security that they have to go through at the airports, and they're being followed. Now, it's not just those who are on the J6 list. There was also an 8-week-old baby who was also added to the list, who wasn't even born on January 6th, but her father flew into the D.C. area, and so she was added to the list as well, I'm told, or the baby was added to the list as well.
And, of course, there's no actual justification required for putting these people on the list, right? This is a completely arbitrary, like, the people that are on it don't know they're on it, so they don't have an ability to defend themselves against the claims that are being made. All right, it says TSA's Quiet Skies program uses a risk-based approach to identify passengers and apply enhanced security measures on some domestic or outbound international flights. So they just, yeah, they just apply this to whoever they want, whenever they want. There's, again, no justification. There's no, like, minimum requirement. There's no, like, you have to actually prove this person is a threat of any sort. I mean, to claim that Tulsi Gabbard is a threat to anybody is ridiculous. Was she going to blow up a plane? They have explosive dogs following her. Like, this is absurd. But this is just, like, it's just tyranny. Like, that's sort of the theme of today's show. It's like, this is just tyranny. This is just how it works. We can try to justify it or discuss it, but, like, it's very blatant what they're doing. They're putting their enemies, they're putting their political opponents on terrorist lists to suppress them. Like, it's not that complicated, is it?
No, it's not that complicated. And the worst part about it, Harrison, is I've reached out to several members of Congress, both on the left and on the right, and not a single one of them, besides Chairman Jim Jordan, have gotten back to me about this report. Now, I'm talking specifically about the Judiciary Committee, because they do have a lot of these oversight subcommittees underneath them, and so there could be things done to kind of get some questions answered here. Obviously, Tulsi's a former Democrat, so you would think this would be bipartisan, but not a single member of any of those committees want to really talk about any of this. They're all very, very quiet. And it's all those people who get in front of the camera and scream at the top of their lungs whenever there's a Fox News camera rolling, but they won't talk about it now, of course. And also the interesting part, too, is I've spoken to one of my colleagues over at Fox, and they told me that I wasn't the only one who was given this tip. Fox also received it, but they have not run this story. Surprise, surprise.
Interesting. And do we know, is anybody else on this list besides Tulsi Gabbard, like anybody, any prominent people? Obviously, as you point out, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans on this list, whether they know it or not, from their participation in January 6th. But what about other Congress people or like anybody serving right now in office that's on this list? Like, is Tulsi Gabbard a one-off, or is her inclusion in this list evidence that maybe a lot of people could be included in this list that don't know it?
Yeah, so as far as I know, it's just Tulsi on the political level, those who are in politics. James O'Keefe was at one point added to this list. James, according to my sources, the reason why he got added to it was because he dressed up as a terrorist and kind of came over the border, and so that got him put on that list. But then there were other journalists who flew into the D.C. area who were added to that list. Taylor Hansen, an independent journalist, was added to that list. He actually got a hold of his profile as well and sent it over. I had him on my show to talk about it, but he was on that list. They confirmed it as well. So there are a couple of journalists on that list as well. I'm pretty sure not quite yet. Steve hasn't flown. I'm sure Steve Baker, the other journalist as well, who was arrested for his coverage on January 6th, is probably on there as well, but he hasn't flown since being arrested. So we're not sure how extensive it is. For those of you at home, if you simply just Google SSS, S four times, just the letter S four times, and take a look at the boarding passes that pop up, that's what it looks like when you're added to this list. So Americans at home who are concerned to see if they're the ones who are being added to it, that's one way you could tell if you've been added to it. You also wouldn't be able to get your boarding pass electronically. So let's say you're signing in, you're checking in a little bit earlier, you wouldn't get access to that online. You'd have to actually go to the front gate when you arrive at the airport to get them to print it out for you. And they have to make phone calls and kind of run it through a bunch of other people before they'll give you that boarding pass. So you would be well aware if you were added to this list.
It's just so crazy that this is where it's gotten to this point. Because I remember when they first rolled out the no-fly list, and it was people like Alex Jones talking about how this was a incremental, you know, movement towards total tyranny. And when you had a list of people who were deemed terrorists with no requirement from the government to prove anything about why they're put on that list, this was obviously opening the door to major abuse. And now we're seeing that come to fruition. It's really just, it's almost just sad to me, Brianna, that we've gotten to this point and that this is just happening and that nobody who's supposed to represent us seems to know or even care that these anti-terrorist programs are being used like this. I mean, we just had Scott Ritter had his home raided by the FBI. No discussion or explanation as to why that happened. Steve Baker, of course, was only arrested after he came out with an explosive report showing that the case against the Oath Keepers was predicated on lies. I mean, this is really disturbing, Brianna.
Yeah, it's not just going on here. It's also going on in the UK. I've been covering it all week in regards to their free speech that's being violated all the time now. So they're threatening to even go overseas and make arrests for people like myself who are talking about it. So we're living in interesting times, Harrison.
That's one way to put it. Well, I'm very glad that you're on this story, and hopefully you get some more answers from the TSA. But I think no answer is an answer in this case. They're not denying that Tulsi Gabbard was put on a terrorist watch list, Quiet Skies program. Thank you for your reporting, Brianna, and thank you for coming on, sharing it with us.
Thank you, Harrison. Always a pleasure.
All right, folks, we'll be back on the other side. More stories, your phone calls, more videos to show you. Stay with us. It's the American Journal, Infowars.com, InfowarsStore.com is where you go to support us.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built.
We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. This stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Talk a little bit more about the UK. I also have some more political news to get to. I also have some stories that I hinted at yesterday but never actually got to. But I want to talk just a minute about what's happening in the UK. And again, just the state of total delusion that, like, weirdly, like, the majority of people live in really is odd, because where previously you could maybe explain the delusion by the fact that information was so tightly controlled that, like, if you only have three media outlets and all of them are saying the same thing, it's kind of understandable that you would assume that was true. But now with social media and with TikTok and X and all these platforms, the truth is out there. It's in your face. And even the mainstream media, like, can't help but have to report on it. It's all right out there in the open. And yet, if people aren't guided to the obvious conclusion, they'll never get there. It's very, very weird how this works. We have stories like this. UK riots latest. Couple who went to bingo, then joined riot jailed. PM to hold third emergency meeting. Couple went to bingo, then joined riot. A couple who joined in the riots in Hartlepool after an afternoon bingo session have been jailed. These are the violent far-right Nazis, right? And so I kept saying that whenever you saw the videos of the right-wing protests, it looked like people had just gotten off work or just been in their pajamas. Like, whereas when you look at the Muslims, they're literally dressed for war. It's people who they have the balaclavas and the masks on, and they're holding weapons, whereas the right-wing protests look mostly like people who just got up out of their chair and went to a protest. Stephen Malin, 54, and his partner Ryan Shears, 29, both pleaded guilty to violent disorder after 200 people gathered in the city on July 31st. They've been jailed for 2 years and 2 months each at Teesside Crown Court. The judge said the pair were at the very forefront of the mob and tried to push through a police cordon. So in less than a week, in like 4 days, these two guys who were at a bingo game saw a big protest was gathering, went and joined it. Tried to force their way through a police cordon, whatever that means, have already been arrested, tried, convicted, and sentenced to 2 years and 2 months in prison. Malin is a former postmaster and school governor, and Shears, formerly a McDonald's worker, was bitten on the hip by a police dog during the incident. You know, one guy, pillar of the community, right? Principal of a school, former postmaster. The other guy, an out-of-work McDonald's worker. Probably, you know, just the perfect example of the dispossession of the English people. Get a police dog set on them during a riot and then go to jail for over 2 years. In less than a week. Last Thursday, he was just a normal dude, just an average dude. Now he's in jail for 2 years and 2 months. What more is there to say? Well, I saw this post, and the whole thing is just hilarious. This person, Allison Creel, says, can't share this enough. It's like one of the oldest memes in the book. And it's a, you know, rich-looking elite guy with a pile of cookies talking to a white construction worker with a single cookie, and he's pointing to a sad black man saying, careful, that foreigner wants your cookie. So this is the delusionary world that they live in. This is what they think is happening. This is what the leftists think is going on. They think, and God only knows what they think is happening here, they have it in their mind that the elite of the world, the rich, powerful people, are the ones inspiring racial hatred? What? What are they talking? And it's funny because this little meme is so divorced from reality, nobody even gets what she's trying to say. Because again, if you think that the powerful people in the world are on the side of the native British, you're hallucinating. You're delusional. You're mentally ill. You live in a world of make-believe. And so it's all these people posting correct versions, right? So here you have the sad-looking black man with a moderate pile of cookies being told by the rich guy, he took all of your cookies, pointing to the guy with one cookie, right? That's a little bit more accurate from the alt hype. Carlos, who's noticed things, points out that the powerful people in the country right now actually setting the narrative are not bald white guys, but weird-looking, racially ambiguous chicks. pointing to the sad-looking black man and saying, you owe this guy 33 trillion cookies as reparation. With, of course, the giant pile of cookies. Careful, mate, that foreigner wants your cookie. And the construction worker replies, why did you let him in? Why did you bring him here? So just lots of edits of this. Just being like, what the hell are you talking about? This one's pretty good. This foreigner stabbed your daughter to death, and now I'm going to use your tax money to make sure you go to jail if you complain. That's a little bit more accurate, I think. And it looks like maybe this woman, she's foiling me because I wanted to show her response to all these, but maybe she limited her response because, you know, here it says you're unable to view this post because the account owner limits who can view their post. Because the funniest thing about this was that this woman kept going into her comments and trying to explain to people that they don't understand the meme. They're like, they're too stupid to understand the meme. Like, no, your meme is not reflective of reality. And this is sort of the heart of it. What do liberals think is going on? What do they think is happening? They think that the elite of the world, that the people in the media and in industry are racist. They think that they are inspiring racial hatred from the lower classes. For what? To make them, like, who's bringing them in? It's delusionary. I can't even try to, like, logically explain it. It is so bizarre and stupid. It's hard to correct. And again, people kept posting, you know, the accurate versions. And then this person kept responding, no, you don't understand. The person in the middle is Rupert Murdoch. And he's the reason why British people are angry that their daughters were stabbed. Like, it just makes no sense no matter how you cut it. But this is the world that they think that white British people are just doing great. Everything's going fantastically. They have everything they could possibly need. And that they have, their lives are not impacted at all by immigration, and they never meet, you know, a black person, and all black people are just sad and have had everything stolen from them, and that these white people whose lives are great are just inspired to racial hatred because they read news stories. Every aspect of that is ridiculous. Right, people's response to what's been going on is because their own lives have been impacted by this. See, the leftists are so out of touch. They can't even understand that people's lives have been impacted by immigration. Because their lives haven't. They live in all-white neighborhoods. They're surrounded by, you know, diversity in the sense that, you know, they've got like one or two friends that are Indian whose families have been in the country for 20 years. And are just as posh as they are. And there's like, what's the worry? Who cares? Meanwhile, there's some poor dude whose family's been in UK for 10,000 years, living in an estate house. Just had 1,000 Muslim migrants drop next door, and his daughter got raped. And they're like, Rupert Murdoch tricked you.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, folks, I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls. I just want to finish up with it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that thinks this is so funny. You've got this woman, this leftist, posting this video that is just totally nonsensical. It just makes no sense in the modern world. And she thinks that the right wing is just too dumb to understand. It's like the time that I was over here in the conversation of the people going, yeah, they had to change the term global warming to climate change because Trump supporters are too stupid to understand how global warming makes things cooler. It's like, oh, yeah, we're the dumb ones for sure. Definitely, that's us. And she just type and type again. People correct her message, right? Here, I fixed it for you to better reflect the truth. The man in the middle says, give this poor immigrant your cookie. He is a doctor or engineer. And she's like, no, no, the guy in the middle is Murdoch. And the cartoonist has captured how we're manipulated by the media. No, you see, you don't understand it. You've been manipulated by the media. It's people being like, well, why isn't the guy on the left stabbing little girls? That would be more accurate. They're like, no, no, you've been manipulated by the media. While the UK is telling people that retweeting videos of Muslim attacks will get them sent to jail for 7 years, and the media is universally refusing to air footage of what's actually happening. Luckily, people are putting together compilations. Here's one posted by Tommy Robinson. Here's what's actually happening on the streets of the UK.
The following will not be televised.
Leaders have been speaking to the police as well because.
Free Palestine! Free Palestine!
But I think, apologies for the language you're hearing, but.
So here he goes.
gangs running around randomly, savagely beating British white people. And if you share this video, you may be sentenced to 7 jails in the UK. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Third hour of American Journal is on. America's Journal. I forgot the name of my show for a second there. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call here on American Journal. We'll go out to your calls as soon as possible. I'm going to take a brief pause from the news of the day. The world wars being started and the civil wars being calculated for. We'll get back to that in just a second. But I think it's worth it to play a video now that I consider to be very simply the greatest video in the history of the internet. Because the man who appears in this video died today. His name was Jack Carlson. He was 82 years old. If you haven't seen this video before, it is a video from 1991 in Australia, and I've heard different accounts of this. What I believe was the story that I originally heard was that this guy would go around Australia and he would dine and dash, because the fine for dining and dashing cost less than an expensive meal. So he would go and eat a $200 meal, and then he'd get arrested and he'd pay a $50 fine. You should see this over and over. That was the original story I'd heard. Later, this guy was interviewed, and he was saying, no, that wasn't the case at all. It was pure misapprehension. He was the wrong guy. They were trying to arrest somebody. They arrest him instead. So according to him, this video is totally legit. He's not putting on an act. He's not like, you know, originally you think like, okay, this guy's like a criminal. He's kind of like putting on a show. Because the whole thing is just kind of like silly, where he gets arrested constantly. Apparently that's not the case. Apparently this guy was just eating a nice meal, succulent Chinese meal in a Chinese restaurant, when he was hauled out by police. And this was his actual legitimate, slightly drunk response to this. Again, the news, you know, there is something metaphysical here. There is something going on. There is something very deep about this video. If you really think about it, or you can just watch it and love it. It is what I consider the greatest video in the history of the internet. And we pray for the soul of Jack Carlson. Here he is being arrested in 1991. I believe this is clip number 11.
Would you just assure me that I could speak?
Sit down inside the car.
I'm under what? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cups.
Why did you do this to me?
Get some cups.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Oh, that's a nice headlock, sir.
Oh,
yes. I see that you know your judo well. Good one. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? Now, get your hands off me. Ta-ta! One top, look!
An icon of the times. Rest in peace. There's something to... This is Democracy Manifest. We have an innocent man significantly stronger than everyone around him. They literally cannot shove him in the car. He's not even fighting back. They're all just, you know, limp-wristed little uniformed dudes shoving this guy in the car, refusing to allow him to speak. This is Democracy Manifest. I'm just the fact that he slams the car door shut as soon as they start to put him in. You're under arrest. I'm under what? The whole thing. I love it. I think we're all edified by watching that right there. I think we can all take that spirit, try to put it in our everyday lives. As these weak little state operatives try and fail, have to work together to get this very funny man in the back of a car. I love it, and I'm sorry that he's gone. With that, we go out to your phone calls. Let's go to Joan in Minnesota. I want to talk about Tim Walz. Thanks for calling in. Joan, you are on the air. Joan, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Joan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
I hear you well.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you. Actually, what I wanted to point out is something that perhaps no one else has yet. If we go back to Hillary's VP pick, Tim Kaine,
mm-hmm.
I noticed a little bit of a similarity.
It's almost exactly the same.
Yeah. Also, it's a little frustrating when people say, oh, you guys in Minnesota, you deserve what you get, you know, because you voted for him. Not so much.
So how is he perceived in Minnesota?
Well, ironically, the newspapers here are just touting how wonderful he is. But, the opinions that don't get printed are not reflected in the papers and in social and media. So, as you can imagine, like everything else.
So, a lot of people are hearing about Tim Walz sort of for the first time here. And the big takeaways are he seems to be extremely far left when it comes to like transgenderism and that sort of stuff. He launched his career on a false claim as a combat veteran in the war on terror. Stolen valor is a big topic now. Are these things that you know you sort of went through when he was running for governor, or and these are all sort of new, you know, old news to you and that are being brought up now that everybody knows who he is? Or just what do you know about him that you want the rest of the country to know?
Actually, when he was first running, I don't think people really even knew much about him. I think a lot of that information was suppressed. Mm. Just actually now I'm learning things. But, it's like he came out of nowhere, you know, one of those things. You know, they portrayed him as, you know, the average guy, you know. But I'm finding out things now that I don't believe those are... actually what's depicting who mm-hmm. he is. I don't want to say too much and get myself in trouble here.
Yeah, you're
all right. But I have one quick thing also about a suggestion for Trump to invite that cute little black gal that was in that video montage that Joe Biden passed over in the crowd. Do you remember her?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You know how... I think Trump should have her at one of his rallies, invite her on.
That would be fun. I would be surprised if they didn't reach out to her.
Right, exactly.
There's been so many things recently. That was another good one.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Joan. Just on the topic of Tim Walz, you want to know the most amazing thing about Tim Walz? You want to know the most shocking fact about Tim Walz. If the crew can bring up a picture of him real quick, I'm gonna let you know something shocking. Now, if you'll remember when I learned about who this guy, bring up like a recent picture of him, like whatever in his latest appearance. Bring a picture of him at a rally with Kamala. My first impression of him was he looks deeply unhealthy. I can't exactly explain why. This man is 60 years old. He's 20 years younger than Donald Trump. You'd never know it, would you? That sort of shocked me. 60 years old, this guy. That's how 60-year-olds looked in 1920. I've seen those videos where it's like, this is a 30-year-old in 1950, and they look, they're like middle-aged. They got a big beer belly and they're bald. Yeah, he's only 60 years old. He looks much older. I had a lot of people telling me that I just said he looked puffy. He just doesn't look healthy. There's something about him that just looks wrong. And people are telling me, yeah, he's an alcoholic. That's why he probably looks puffy. So maybe there's something to that. Then there's this, and this story has been, it's so weird. It is so weird. So I guess Hillary Clinton tweeted out an image of a tampon box with Tim Walz on the front with the word tampon Tim. Because one of the big things, you know, they're trying to pitch him as a centrist, right? There's all these things. Good luck trying to portray him as a coastal elite, out of touch guy. He's a hunter. He hunts. He's just your regular dude. He's grandpa. He's your dad. He's totally normal. It's like, okay, but he put tampons in the boys' room. So is he far left? Is he far right? Is he in the center? Or is he, you know, pushing the craziest, most pointless virtue signaling type of nonsense? And remember, the first article we read, they touted as a positive that Tim Walz was a steadfast supporter of Biden even after his disastrous debate. They actually pitched that as a positive. That even when the whole world saw what a horrible person Joe Biden was, he stood by him. He wasn't afraid to stand by the incompetent idiot for political gain. So, I mean, they actually see, you know, sycophancy and dishonest loyalty to a corrupt regime as a positive. They're pushing that as a positive. But let's get back to old tampon Tim, shall we? Walz became a national figure this week after Vice President Kamala Harris selected him as her 2024 running mate to challenge former President Donald Trump and Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. Walz, who has been credited with coining the quote, weird line of attack that's being widely used to criticize Republicans, has found his own social policies in the spotlight. One prominent example is having signed a bill that provides free menstrual products to Minnesota school boys' restrooms as a way to accommodate transgender students, which is just weird. Since then, the moniker of Tampon Tim has been used to highlight his socially progressive views. Washington Post columnist Monica Hess, who's previously defended drag queen story hours for children, argued that boys should be checking in with their female classmates about their menstrual cycles. Quote, since Tampon Tim is trending, I'll point out that in high school, any boy who casually was like, oh, you got your period? I stashed a pad from the bathroom in my backpack in case one of my friends needed it. That boy would be a king stud, she wrote. That boy would be drowning in prom invites. Yeah, hear that, boys? If you're a high school boy, go talk to your classmates about their periods. They love that. What world do these people live in? It ain't Earth. It's not America. You know what? I think it's such a good idea. I think tampons should only be available in the boys' room. I think when a girl has her period, she should have to go to a boy for permission to get a tampon. I think the boy should have the tampons. And I think if a girl in your school is upset for any reason, she's mad, she seems a little bit on edge, you know, maybe whip a tampon out. Ask her if that's what's going on. I mean, what? Like if you do something to piss off your female classmate, just reach in your backpack, go, I got one of these in the boys' bathroom. Is this maybe what's going on with you right now? Is that maybe what you're going through? Yeah, I'll go really. They'll think of you as a, quote, king stud. King Stud, the tampon salesman. These people get votes? These people, like, these people are the cultural forefront, right? See, this is the thing. They don't understand the tactic that Trump supporters have adopted of embracing the things they say about us. Because the things they say about us are intrinsically kind of cool, right? They're like toxic masculinity. That's something you can just embrace and go, hell yeah, I'm toxically masculine. Because there's nothing like inherently negative about being masculine. So it's not actually an insult. It is in their deranged, psychotic worldview. But for people that aren't brainwashed by them, if you try to insult somebody by calling them masculine, it's not going to work, see, because it's intrinsically good to be masculine if you're a man. They're trying to embrace Tampon Tim as if that's not just innately uncomfortable and bizarre and frankly weird. They're like, we're not like those weirdos. We think tampons, we think boys should carry around tampons for their friends. Okay. All right. Give me a call, folks. Hey, if you're a high school boy that's had success, if you've gotten attention from the ladies because you carry around tampons for them, you just try this out. Let me know how it goes, okay? The columnist doubled down on her suggestion, arguing in a following post, some of these responses really tell me you've never had close female friends without telling me you've never had close female friends. I'll tell you, folks, I've had a lot of very close female friends. More than probably any other guy I know. I don't know why. It's never something but it's just always been a thing. I've always had like really good friends that are girls to this day. So let me tell you, as an expert in this, these people are tricking you. They're lying to you. Girls don't want friends asking them about their periods, okay? It's just so weird. I don't even know what to say about this anymore. It's just so creepy. It's just so creepy and weird. Because the whole, I guess it's desperation in a way, in a weird kind of way. Because the idea is that you're going to have girls who get their periods but are dressed up like boys and being like they're transgender. They're pretending to be boys, so they go into the boys' bathroom. But they are, in fact, biologically and literally girls, so they might need tampons. So you put tampons in the boys' bathroom for the trans boys, for the girls dressed up like boys. But that's very just like weird in and of itself. And so they're trying to spin it as like, no, it's cool for boys to get tampons and to give them to girls. It's like, just stop. Just this is bad and weird. And you can't like accept this and just go, yeah, we're embracing it. We do. We free bleed. It's like, ugh, no, stop. Stop that. This isn't like toxic masculinity. You can't like adopt this and make it cool. Stop. Or just keep going. I don't really care because all you're doing is just exposing to everybody how you are, you know, like who you like, what you're like and how you are and how you think. And, the more of that people know about, the less they like you. So keep talking, idiots. Richard in Austin has called in about Tampon Tim. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the air.
You got a good copy on me, Harrison.
I hear you well.
All right, good deal. Well, I was just listening to you. I'm out here on the Lady Bird hiking bike, and I was thinking we should extend the moniker. You know, the left and the mainstream media through the first aid, calling J.D. Vance weird and all that. So the gloves can be off. So let's go ahead and say rigged election. Stolen Valor, Tampon, Summer of Love, Mostly Peaceful Tim.
Let's tell the truth, is what you're saying.
There you go. Just go ahead and hang the whole moniker on his neck. Like a flaming tire around his neck.
Whoa. This isn't South Africa yet, brother. We'll get to that eventually.
I don't mean that literally. I mean that, what do you call it?
Figuratively. Metaphorically. I agree.
Exactly. There you go. That's it.
He needs to be garlanded with these with these ideas, these concepts, these labels. I completely agree. And again, the previous caller might have missed the joke I made, but the fact that he is basically exchangeable with Tim Kaine, they're both named Tim. They're both just like kind of pudgy, out of shape white dudes from the Midwest. It's like, I don't know. It's all very pathetic. It's all very, very pathetic. Let's go to Ty in Tennessee now. You say educators in Minnesota are upset with Tim Walz. Go ahead, Ty. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Cool, man. Hey, both of my parents are actually teachers up in Minnesota, and they, I don't know if you heard, they had like a demonstration at the Capitol earlier this year that all the teachers did.
I didn't hear
that. They're trying to get something passed for the retirement for the teachers up there. And so and they didn't pass anything. So I know there are a lot of teachers that are really upset with just the government and Tim Walz up there currently.
Well, what do they have to be upset about? There's tampons in the boys' rooms. I mean, sounds like everything's going well. What, they're not getting paid? Their schools are unstable. Their populations are criminal, and their workplaces are unsafe. But there's tampons in the boys' bathroom, so problem solved. I think I hadn't heard about this. I just searched it now. Minneapolis educators strike for safe, stable schools. Minnesota, Minneapolis Federation of Teachers and Education Support Professionals and Teachers and Education Support Professional chapters went on strike March 8th, the first educator strike in the city in 52 years. Yeah, so they're not happy about this guy, but, you know.
My mom said that, and I know that she's been voting Democrat probably her whole life just because, you know, they're supposed to be better for educators, but I know she said if Tim Walz was the vice president pick, that she would absolutely not be voting for that ticket. So you might have a lot of like silent Trump voters up there that are, you know, educators or teachers. So it's just something to think about.
Well, I don't know, Ty. The Hill is telling us that teachers are swooning over Walz joining the Democratic ticket. Your mother's not swooning. She should be swooning right now.
Not swooning at all, man.
The mainstream media guarantees me she is, in fact, swooning, Ty. So you're spreading fake news now on my program. No, that's interesting to hear. Again, you know, most people, including myself, never really heard of this guy before now. And we need people like your mom to speak out. Tell her to call in next time, Ty. I appreciate the call from you. But I want to hear from the teachers upset about this. Because, again, we don't know that much about it. We know he's, you know, stolen valor. We know he's lied about his military history. We know that he pretty much single-handedly was responsible for the outbreak of the massive riots in 2020. In fact, there's a video, I don't think I grabbed it, but the mayors in Minnesota squarely put the blame on him, saying, I asked for National Guard. I wanted to protect my city, and the governor's office said no and didn't allow us. So we're learning about him. We're learning about old Tim Walz as we move forward. And just like everything from the Democrats, the more you learn, the less you like them. It's a very simple sort of trajectory. The more you learn and the more sort of firsthand stories you hear about Democrats, the worse they get. The more you learn about Trump, the more awesome he becomes. The more you learn about Ron Paul or Alex Jones, the better they become, because you start off with a total misconception by the media on who these people are. And it's the same case, just in reverse with the Democrats. They portray them as just a normal, regular dude that is very responsible and a good governor. And then it's like you actually start to look into it and you can't find a single positive thing for his entire tenure. Kind of like Kamala. Nobody likes these people. Nobody voted for them. That's democracy manifest.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
A lot of people call in about, well, just called about other topics too, but just sticking to Kamala and her running mate. Not sure if his last name is pronounced Walls or Waltz or Kane. He's just he's a cutout. And it's, I don't know, what do y'all think is the best tactic to take here? Because the Democrats seem a little bit shameless. Like my instinct is to try to shame them because how pathetic it is to be led around by the nose by people who despise you. Like, you've got people at this Kamala Harris rally chanting democracy after they completely rigged the primary to get Biden into office and then replaced him, the old switcheroo with Kamala Harris, who nobody voted for. Nobody's voted, cast a vote in this. It's all been decided by some shadowy cabal of party leaders, and they're out there chanting democracy. Like, you should feel stupid. You should feel bad for being that stupid. It should make you embarrassed that you're falling for this, or the idea of Kamala Harris having been in the race for 17 days. Never did an interview. Was never done a debate. Was offered no, public policy. Like just nothing. Just nothing but TikTok videos and a Megan Thee Stallion concert. And apparently she's now pulling equal with Trump. Like you should be embarrassed. I guess they just have this perception of Trump as not having any substance, so they think it's fine when they do it, but that's just another lie you believe. That's just another layer of the deception that you have to break through. Because nobody supported, people were entertained by Trump, thought it was funny and cool when Trump would insult people and be sort of bombastic. But underneath that, undergirding that bravado, were solid, really unique policy proposals that you weren't hearing from anybody else, and that made a lot of sense, and that when put into action, were extremely successful. You're never told about any of that. You're kept in a constant state of outrage. And so you think, well, they embrace somebody because of the aesthetics or whatever. So that's what we'll do. It's no, you are the ones being tricked. I hate to let you know. I have some videos on this. Let's go to clip number 16 first. Here's J.D. Vance talking about old Timothy Waltz.
Sir.
CBS Detroit. Last night, Governor Waltz suggested that because of your Ivy League education and your Silicon backing your political career, that you yourself are part of the elite. What are your first impressions of them trying to frame you this way to the American public?
Well, look, I came from a family where nobody in my family had ever gone to law school. I grew up in a poor family. The fact that Tim Waltz wants to turn it into a bad thing, that I actually worked myself through college, through law school, and made something myself, to me, that's the American dream. And if Tim Waltz wants to insult it, I think that's frankly pretty bizarre. Now, look, what really bothers me about Tim Waltz, it's not even the positions that he's taken, though certainly he has been a far left radical. You know what really bothers me about Tim Waltz as a Marine who served his country in uniform? When the United States Marine Corps, when the United States of America asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. I did what they asked me to do, and I did it honorably, and I'm very proud of that service. When Tim Waltz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the army and allowed his unit to go without him, a fact that he's been criticized for aggressively by a lot of the people that he served with. I think it's shameful to prepare your unit to go to Iraq, to make a promise that you're going to follow through, and then to drop out right before you actually have to go. I also think it's dishonest. Something, again, if you guys ever get an opportunity to ask Tim Waltz or Kamala Harris some questions, he made this interesting comment that the Kamala Harris campaign put out there, and I bet they were regretting they put it out there now, because he said that and he was making a point about gun control, he said we shouldn't allow weapons that I used in war to be on America's streets. Well, I wonder, Tim Waltz, when were you ever in war? What was this weapon that you carried into war, given that you abandoned your unit right before they went to Iraq and he has not spent a day in a combat zone? What bothers me about Tim Waltz is the stolen valor garbage. Do not pretend to be something that you're not. And if he wants to criticize me for getting an Ivy League education, I'm proud of the fact that my mamaw supported me, that I was able to make something of myself. I'd be ashamed if I was him and I lied about my military service like he did.
Hey, look, he pretends to be a soldier, and Kamala Harris pretends to be intelligent. They're all pretending to be something that they're not. All right, let's go out to your calls, and if we can keep your comments short, I'll get to as many as possible. Let's go to Dave in Minnesota. Hold on. They're still screening Dave. Sorry. All right, Dave, you're on the air. Sorry to interrupt your screening, but go ahead. You're on the air.
No, I appreciate it, Harrison. So we're asking too much if we're thinking the psychopathic overlords in our establishment class are going to have any sense of humility, because they don't typically take responsibility. Because unfortunately, the gelded, old, pathetic GOP doesn't hold them accountable. So I understand what you're saying, but you know, this is so blatant that they rub our noses in this. As you said, Kamala Harris polled at less than 2%. Never got a delegate in 2020. They elevate her to be the nominee through backroom channels, just like when Hillary stole it from Bernie Sanders in 2016. And then Biden and the Democrat machine did the same thing when they were stealing it from Bernie in 2020. They'll do the same thing now. And they just rub our face in it because they know our 70% of the supporters in this country are represented by weak-kneed, feckless Republicans, unfortunately.
100%. Wow, very well said, and I have nothing to add to that. Could not agree more. Let's go to Super Dave in New York. We're moving from Dave to Super Dave. Go ahead, Super Dave. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How are you? I love your show, and I love Nitro Boost and Survival Shield X3. Beautiful stuff. I just wanted to say, I don't think they give a crap about anything. I think they're playing us, and they know something big is going to happen, so they just throw everything at us and see what we do. I don't think they're serious at all. They don't give a crap, and it's kind of scary.
Yeah, No, it's the same feeling that I got in 2020. I've talked about it before. I used to, you know, watch Tim Pool's coverage of the election in 2020, and I would always just be baffled where, and it'd be Tim Pool going, are they trying to lose? And it's like, yeah, they're going to cheat to win. And in fact, they're going to cheat to win in an obvious and blatant way. They actually want to lose. They want to lose the real election so that when they cheat, it pisses everybody off. And just like they're doing in UK, just like they're doing in Venezuela, just like they did in Brazil, and just like they did after January 6th, you do something egregious and you violate the sanctity of your governmental systems in full view of everybody. And when that pisses people off, you say being angry at us is terrorism and we're going to arrest you and throw you in prison. They're running this playbook over and over. And so, yeah, in a way, it does seem like, you know, running Kamala is such a terrible idea from a traditional, you know, political calculus. But it doesn't matter because they're going to cheat and they already have everything in place. And if you get pissed off at their cheating, then they just have an excuse to call you a terrorist and throw you in prison. So it's not a good situation we're in. Thank you for the call, Super Dave. Let's go to Nick in Connecticut, since you're talking about stealing this election. Go ahead, Nick. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Harrison?
Good, thanks.
Good. If I could first just make a quick plug,
please,
for some product. I know you're short on time, but I have a lot of problems. I don't know what it is. Getting up out of bed in the morning sometimes. Might be lack of sleep, to be honest with you. If I don't take X2, like, forget it, I'll sleep through a nuclear holocaust. As long as I take that, it seems like my alarm goes off. I wake up the first shot. I start my day with Turbo Force, and I'm good to go for the day. But to get down to brass tacks, you know, we talk about what...
I'll tell you what, stay on the line, Nick, because I appreciate the plug, and we'll get to you right off the bat on the other side of this commercial break. And look, I've had the same experience. I can't tell you that it's going to be your experience, but same thing with me. When I started taking Survival Shield X3, I just wasn't tired in the afternoons anymore. I used to go home and take a nap after the show. I'd wake up and keep working, but I just stopped needing to do that when I started taking X3. It really is. You don't know what you're missing until you try it. InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, welcome back. This is The American Journal. I'm sorry, I was planning on taking more calls at this segment, but we're changing some things around. So instead, we're going to go to a exclusive report from Alex Jones. You can find it on Alex Jones's X at Real Alex Jones. Follow me at Harrison Hill Smith. And share this video at band.video and InfoWars.com. Of course, support us at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's going to do it for us. I will see you tomorrow. Here's Alex Jones with an exclusive report.
So we're now into day two of the Olympics, and they're doing public satanic rituals with half-naked men, genitals hanging out, with children gyrating on them, blaspheming the Last Supper of Christ. We'll get to that in a moment. They're trying to censor it and trying to block it now after they put it out worldwide. But let's talk about the curse, like Sodom and Gomorrah, that Paris is under, the true Paris syndrome of the true shithole, hellhole city it is. There are a river full of feces with the swimmers swimming in it. Fires everywhere, all over the place. Massive power outages, in some cases city-wide. I mean, this is a hellish experience. Firebombings of trains and their railways, and people paying massive amounts of money to be part of this spectacle. This is what you see in the final days of a collapsed civilization every time in history. As we enter the fourth turning, it's happening right now. Burning buildings, burning train yards, people swimming in feces, just Satanism and pedophilic demonstrations everywhere. The wages of sin are death. Serving Satan is for losers. We're going to the report right now.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
And this is a special Saturday emergency news bulletin. If you thought Dylan Mulvaney and the Bud Light fiasco that basically destroyed Anheuser-Busch was a big story, the Olympics is in full total panic mode after yesterday at the official launch of the Olympics. They had a whole bunch of anti-Christian, blasphemous garbage that we're going to be going over. But here's the key. NBC, that's running the Olympics, and the Olympic Committee have filed hundreds of DMCA takedown orders on X and other platforms, with the videos having hundreds of millions of views, some of them, showing what they put at the opening of the Olympics. Now, I was thinking about this. We could show you this footage and then have them try to take it down. It's fair use. We have a right to do it. It's a public event. We're giving commentary. But I don't want to show you what's in these videos. If you want to find them, despite them trying to remove them, everybody's re-uploading them, go look at it for yourselves, but don't have any children in the room, because we'll put still images of the wide shot up, but not close images. Because the reason they're really trying to censor this now is there was backlash. They thought they would just basically subliminally program everybody. We're going to walk through what the symbols and what all the iconography mean. But recreating Christ's Last Supper, and we got them side by side, we'll put on screen, with the opening ceremony, with potentially over a billion people watching, they had a bunch of men dressed as women and a giant, fat, obese woman with multiple children taking the roles of Christ's disciples, with Bacchus, the god of sex, orgies, debauchery, drug use, alcoholism, as the flesh that they basically eat. And when you get into real Satanism, it's all about carrying out black masses or carrying out black Sabbaths, where you take something holy and you inverse it and you reverse it. Classical satanic rituals going back thousands of years were doing things in the name of Christ, but reversing it. I'm not going to mention those things here, but it's terrible. But BlackRock and the big banks are all Disney, putting billions in the last 5 years into what they call drag queen story time, from Australia to Germany to Canada, the U.S. to Mexico. And men dressed like demon clowns, and there's a great movie poster they put out, countering this, that fully exposes it. In fact, we'll put it back on screen. And literally, it's just a bunch of people dressed like demon clowns, men saying they're women and then saying the image of a woman is a demon. So this is meant satanically to disgrace God and to demoralize God's followers. And if you zoom in on the videos that I'm not going to show here, because just of good taste, it's pornographic, multiple men have their genitals hanging out in the wide shot video shot, and there's children gyrating. You can't tell if they're little boys, little girls, sexually dancing around like they're at a topless bar while this is happening. So it's about capturing our children. It's about showing them as trophies. It's about rubbing it in your face. And we'd be here for 5 hours if I showed you all the new rock and roll and hip-hop and just all the music that's all about Satanism, all about death, all about torture, all about murder. The Super Bowl has it. It's everywhere. You can't get away from it. So Satan has come out of the closet in a big, big way. Because I'm not going to give them any excuse to say that it's their material. Again, it's totally covered under the law. It's totally fair use. We're commentating on something that's public, that's worldwide. We're giving analysis, but I'm not even going to give them what they want to put their fake takedown, because I don't want to show you the men with their penises and testicles out with children humping them. I'm not going to. If you want to go on X, that's the one place you can still find some of it. They're taking it down everywhere else. Then you can go look at it for yourself. But I posted more than 10 videos last night and this morning, and they took them all down on our X account. And I just put links, so they took the videos down that I linked to, because there was a major backlash, and they now, because people are paying attention, don't want you to see it, they thought they'd just slip it in. But that's what they do over and over again. That's like during the COVID lockdowns. They thought it would sell everybody on working from home and eating the bugs and everything. But instead, parents for the first time were locked in the house with their kids for over a year and a half, places like Australia, 6 months here in the U.S., and they got to see what was being taught by the schools, and it's everything you see going on at the Olympics. So that's the key. This is a test by the ESG, Global Corporate Credit Score, the social credit score. They're starting with corporations first and passing down to the people to see if they will carry out outrageous orders. So you wonder why it's in the music, it's in the culture, it's in the movies, it's in the sports. And it's admitted by Larry Fink and BlackRock, that controls over 80% of world assets, that they don't give funds and don't give loans to corporations and companies unless they do it. So you wonder why Tractor Supply is promoting all this, or why Harley Davidson is. Literal drag queen, fat men dressed up like demons with kids humping on them, or them humping on kids. Why are they doing it? Why is almost every major corporation? Why is Bud Light doing this? Because they get financed and they get supported if they do. But when the backlash is too big, they expect some backlash. But when the backlash is ultra, ultra massive, they pull back and they try to then censor what they put out on broadcast television to billions of people worldwide. And now they don't want you to see it. And again, I've now seen five of the events that they had, because I don't even watch Olympics anymore. It's always been globals for decades. And I sat there last night, this morning, and watched it. And it is hardcore. Not just the desecration of Christians and the attack on Christians that we see in the recreation in a demonic fashion of the Last Supper of Christ, where now the body of Christ is Bacchus, the demon god, and children are all gyrating around sexually while men's genitals hang out. This is on live TV to the world. I mean, you zoom it in, you'll see it, but I'm not pushing to do it. Multiple people have their genitals hanging out in this particular video. And again, children simulated humping on them, simulated sex. And so it's called lesser magic. If they can do a simulation in front of you, the Satanists, the occultists believe that then it will be manifest in the real world. So this is their coming out of the closet. This is their pedophilic, satanic ritual. Like they do at Bohemian Grove, secretly doing mock human sacrifices of children, and like they do at Skull and Bones. We got incredible footage with our sources out of Bohemian Grove just a week and a half ago. That's what all of this is really about. And again, they're trying to program you subconsciously, but when you're conscious of it and it backfires, then they try to pull it. So what they're doing is totally illegal. Elon Musk has now unfollowed the Olympics and criticized them for this. That's a good thing he's done, but it's very, very important. So here are some of the screenshots I've done of this. Olympic crackdown, Mario Nafal, one of the top X Spaces guys, tens of millions of views a day. He got DMC takedown orders. They took all his videos down, almost shut his channel down. That's what they're doing. And again, here's just blow-ups of the children that later gyrate and are being humped on by men with their genitals hanging out on international television. Of course, you have earlier Olympics 2012 where Grim Reaper comes down with vaccines to kill the kids. You got other Olympic deals with the drag queens. It's all drag queens. There's a screenshot of someone I'm talking about. And of course, you got Marina Abramovic, who's the main ambassador of the Ukrainian children, who's the head of Aleister Crowley Black Magic Witch Worldwide.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.